الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفاه أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلنا من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معاذ أتدري ما حق الله على عباده وما حق العباد على الله قال معاذ قلت الله ورسوله أعلم قال حق الله على العباد أن تعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا وحق العباد على الله أن لا يعذب من لا يشرك به شيئا وقال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. Honorable elders, respected brothers, sisters, dear children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I will request the brothers sitting at the front here, please move forward a little bit. Let's fill these gaps. We have brothers standing at the back waiting to be seated. Let's move forward and make some room for them. All the gaps that you see in front of you, please fill those gaps. The Quran tells us when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled shaitan from Jannah, shaitan requested to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he can have some time to mislead mankind, to mislead the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him that time, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him that you have time until the end of this world, until Qiyamah. Shaitan vowed and he said, لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمْ الْمُخْلَصِينَ, that indeed I will lead all of them astray except those few who are your sincere servants. Except those few, that minority which is sincere and who will have a strong faith. And whatever I do, their iman will not be shaken. Except those, the rest of them, I will lead astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if that is the case, whoever will follow you, then they will share the same fate as you. I will throw all of you into the hellfire. Shaitan vowed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Shaitan vowed and said to Allah, it is because of this human being that today I have been expelled from Jannah. I was made to prostrate before Adam, whom Shaitan said I consider inferior to me. And because of this Adam, I have been expelled from Jannah, from eternal bliss. I will approach them, مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ, from the front, وَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ, from the back, وَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ, from the right side, وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ, from the left side. This can be taken literally or metaphorically, that Shaitan has pledged and vowed that I will use all my power and I will utilize all my strength and energy to misdirect and mislead mankind. I will make things that are haram and which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram and prohibited. I will glorify and make glamorous those things for him. And the things that they have to do, I will make them seem difficult. So this is Shaitan's promise. And this is what has been recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear in the Quran, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Shaitan is your public enemy number one. إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. Indeed, Shaitan is your open enemy. This is what he has pledged and vowed. This is his promise. This is his mission. This is his goal. Indeed, he is your open enemy. فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًا. Take him as your enemy. Understand that he is your enemy. Understand his goals and his mission. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Indeed, Shaitan invites his army, his followers, to the hellfire. And the greatest challenge that we have today, and the greatest threat from Shaitan, no doubt, is our iman, our belief, our faith. That the person, everybody comes to this dunya with iman, and if you leave with iman and faith, and believe in Allah, then you will enter into Jannah. So Shaitan attacks us right to our last day, and until we breathe our last breath. Shaitan will make every attempt to try and take our iman away from us, cause doubt in our mind, put misconceptions, put questions in our mind. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu relates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Shaitan will make us question, and he will say that, who created this? Or he will say that, yes, this person made this, but who made that? And who made him? Until you will say, and you will give an answer, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything. And then the question will be put before you by Shaitan, that who created Allah? If everything is created by Allah, then how did Allah come into existence? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when Shaitan puts this question before you and tries to attack your iman and your belief, at that time say, آمنت بالله ورسله. I believe in Allah and whatever has been conveyed to me through His Prophet. I believe in Allah and His Prophet, period. Otherwise you will start arguing with Shaitan and start arguing, and Shaitan has many powers. And Shaitan has many devious ways to mislead mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Quran that the only deen that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. إِنَّ الدِّينَ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Whoever follows another deen, whoever chooses another deen except Islam, Allah will not accept it from him. Because Islam is the deen chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for humanity. Islam is not a new deen. Islam is not a new religion. Islam is the same religion that was brought by Adam alayhi salam, and after him it continues through all the different prophets, through Nuh alayhi salam, through Salih alayhi salam, Hud alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, Idris alayhi salam, and all the other prophets, thousands and thousands of prophets, right to the time of Musa alayhi salam, and then Isa alayhi salam, Jesus alayhi salam, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The same message that the previous prophets conveyed, the same message is brought by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that is the only deen that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدُونَ. That every prophet that we sent, every single prophet that we sent, their mission and the main revelation to them, the main proclamation was that there is no other deity except me, worship me. And this is what the prophets conveyed to the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about various prophets throughout the Quran. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the messages that they gave to the people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear that the message was one. that there is no none worthy of worship except Allah. That worship none but God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. There are many sins that mankind commit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He wishes and chooses, He says He can forgive any sin. But there is one sin that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised not to forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared that He can forgive any sin except shirk. If you associate any partners with me, in myself, or in any of my sifat, any of my attributes, then I will not tolerate that. I can tolerate any other sin and I can forgive you for that. But when it comes to shirk and associating partners with Allah and attributing powers that are exclusive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with anybody or anything else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will not tolerate that. Shirk, I will never forgive. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Anything else I can forgive. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, said, Ya Mu'adh, أَتَدْرِي مَا حَقُّ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ وَمَا حَقُّ الْعِبَادِ عَلَىٰ اللَّهِ. Said, do you know what the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are over His servant? And do you know what the rights of a servant are over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator? Mu'adh radiallahu anhu replied that Allah and His Prophet knows best. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, حَقُّ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ أَنْ يَعْبُدُوهُ وَلَا يُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا. The right of Allah, the Creator over His creation, is that the creation worships none other but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they associate no partners with Him. This is the right of the Creator. Then he said that the right of the servant, of the creation over the Creator, is that when the servant worship none but Allah, God only, and they associate no partners with Him, then the right of the servant over God is that He forgives them. This is the right of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about the previous prophets and the da'wah of these prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, indeed there was opposition to these prophets. It is not that the people accepted that, okay, we will worship none and we will only worship one God. And again, it was not that they did not believe in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that all the previous prophets, they did believe in Allah, but they associated partners with Him. It was unlike today. There was no atheism in those days. They did believe in God, but they believed in more than one God. Today, in the society, it is a trend. It is fashion not to believe in God. And believing in God and attributing everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considered antiquated. From the time of Adam alayhi salam to the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1500 years ago, there was no atheism. They associated partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes them that if you ask them, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, if you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will say, Allah. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ. If you ask them who descends rain from the heavens to the earth that was dead and resurrects the earth again so that it can produce the produce, they will say Allah. But they used to say, مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لَيُقَرِّبُونَا إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفًا. We are only worshipping these other gods so that they can make us even closer to our God. So they used to believe in Allah. They used to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, is the provider, is the sustainer, but there are also other gods. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has condemned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us that how can you associate partners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how can there be two gods in this world? Logically, it's impossible. In every which way you look, it is impossible that there can be more than one God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us to look at the system that He has created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِذَا لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَٰهٍ لِمَا خَلَقَ وَلَعَلَىٰ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. In Surah Mu'minun, in Surah Ibrahim, أَفِي اللَّهِ شَكٌ فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That if there was more than one God, can you imagine what would happen? Can you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the system around us? The sun and the moon and the stars and the galaxies and the billions of galaxies and the water and the rain and the wind and the clouds and the timing of everything in perfection. Has it ever gone out of timing? You can create the best watches you want, but one day it will go out of timing. But the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sun, it's rising and it's setting. The moon, it's rising and setting. And it's never gone wrong. This is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He invites us to look at. Allah says in Surah Anbiya, لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَا. If there was two deities in this world, then there would be chaos. One God said, I want this, and one God said, no, I want to do this. The other would say, no, I want to send down rain. The other would say, no, I don't want to send down rain right now. Allah says it's impossible logically. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ كَيْفَ نُصِبَتْ. We read Surah Ghashiyah. Allah says, look at the camels, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them. Look at the mountains, and look at the skies, and look at the heavens, and look at the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. From His signs is the different colors that we have. People from different walks of life, different parts of the world, come in the different colors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is His sign. The various languages that we speak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all this points to the one creator. Logically, different people were asked about the evidence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to see the evidence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in today's society, when science has advanced so much, it makes it even easier for us to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we know about our body, about the environment around us, about the skies and the heavens and space, and mountains, and the function of all this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more knowledge we have, the more it points to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we just take one organ of our body and analyze it and study it, it will point to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our digestive system, our brain, how it works, our eyes, our teeth, our hearing system, our smelling system, our tasting system, our feet, our hands, the creation system, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's plenty of evidence that points towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once a desert Bedouin was asked about the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said, Ya subhanallah. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What kind of question is this? A desert, a nomad in a desert. He says, subhanallah. And he answers, and he says, Ya subhanallah, إِنَّ الْبَعِيرَ لَيَدُلُّ عَلَى الْبَعِيرِ. Now don't you see that camel dropping? Camel dropping, the droppings of a camel show the existence of a camel. وَإِنَّ آثَارَ الْأَقْدَامِ لَتَدُلُّ عَلَى الْمَسِيرِ. Don't you see footsteps in the sand point to a passerby, that somebody has just walked by here? فَالسَّمَاءُ ذَاتُ الْأَبْرَاجِ وَالْأَرْضُ ذَاتُ الْفِجَاجِ والبحار ذات الأمواج ألا يدل ذلك على وجود اللطيف الخبير العليم. Then he says, don't you see the heavens with the galaxies and the stars? And don't you see the earth with the mountains and the valleys? And don't you see the oceans with its waves? Doesn't all this point to the Maker, the one who is wise, the one who is all knowledgeable? The one who is the creator and the sustainer. Yes, subhanAllah. What kind of a question is this? Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi was asked the same question. The existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he said, what kind of question is this? It's extremely simple to prove the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he gives the example, and he says that there is a white shell. On the outside it's silky and white, on the inside it's gold. It's completely covered and hard. And there's no light going in or out. After a while, suddenly it cracks and out comes something that can walk and talk. And it is pointing to a chick. So doesn't this point to the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi, when he was asked about the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there was a debate whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala existed or not. And the whole crowd is waiting, and the Imam is late. After arriving late, everybody thinks that the Imam probably doesn't want to participate in this debate. Or he cannot prove the existence of God, that is why he's late. Or maybe he won't show up. He shows up late, and he gives the excuse that you won't believe what happened. He said, I came to the lake and I had to cross the lake. And all the boatmen had gone. And I was waiting and wondering how am I going to cross this lake to get here. And suddenly what I see is that I see a tree by itself come down to the ground. There is no wood chopper, but the tree falls down by itself. And suddenly the trunk breaks up by itself. And what I see is that a canoe or a small boat is made up in front of my eyes. I sit inside, I have no oars, and the boat brings me here by itself. Everybody starts laughing. That, how can this happen? Why talking so foolishly? This is so foolish. How can this happen? How can a tree trunk become a boat by itself and bring you here? He said, exactly. How can this world, with all the stars and the galaxies and the moon and the sun and the rivers and the ocean, how can everything function by itself without somebody who is making it run? Similarly, an old woman in a remote village has never heard of science, is making cloth on a handmade sewing machine. And she has to turn the wheel by her own hand. No electricity. And somebody comes from the city and says, look, there is no God. This world is running by itself. And she stops sewing. And the person asks, why don't you continue sewing? And she replies that the machine won't turn by itself. I have to turn the wheel. And then it will soar. How do you expect the world to function by itself? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an aql, an intellect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us that this is shaitan and this is his mission. And this is his goal. The easiest way to attack you is to attack your iman and your faith and your belief. If you go and leave this dunya without your iman, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our iman strong and steadfast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our iman and the iman of our progeny. Wa aqid a'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى الإيمان وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله العزيز الحكيم أرسل إلينا رسولا فعلمنا محكمات الإسلام والصراط المستقيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين سبقوا إلى الدين القويم أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون إن أهم الأمور للمسلم تصحيح العقائد فإنها للدين عماعد فآمنوا بالله وهو تصديق بالقلب وإقرار باللسان بأنه لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في ذاته ولا في صفاته وهو المستجمع بجميع صفات الكمال والمنزه عن كل نقصان وزوال وله الأسماء الحسنى وبيده ملكوت الدنيا والعقبى وتصدقوا بأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله وهو صادق في جميع ما جاء به من الأخبار والأحكام وأن القرآن كلام الله العزيز العلام وأن كل من الكتب والرسل والملائكة حق أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين خصوصا على أمير المؤمنين سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق وعلى أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب وعلى أمير المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان بن عفان وعلى أمير المؤمنين سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سائر الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداء الدين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين بالإمام العادل ذي القوة القاهرة والسلطة الظاهرة على الكفرة الباغية. اللهم انصر المجاهدين الذين يجاهدون في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم إنهم حفاة فاحملهم، وعراة فاكسهم، وجياع فاطعمهم، ومساكين فارحمهم، يا راحم المساكين ويا ناصر المستضعفين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وهم وأتم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Just remind the brothers that until the khutbah is finished, you should not stand up. Until the khutbah is going on, there should be no talking or fidgeting, even fidgeting. So you should be seated until the imam completes the khutbah and descends from the minbar.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah, hayya 'alal-falah. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Please ensure that your lines are straight. If you see any gaps, please fill the gaps. Also, please switch off your cells and pages. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة، إن الله مع الصابرين. ولا تقولوا لمن يقتل في سبيل الله أموات، بل أحياء ولكن لا تشعرون. ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات، وبشر الصابرين. الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة، وأولئك هم المهتدون. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما ومن تطوع خيرا فإن الله شاكر عليم. إن الذين يكتمون ما أنزلنا من البينات والهدى من بعد ما بيناه للناس في الكتاب أولئك يلعنهم الله ويلعنهم اللاعنون. إلا الذين تابوا وأصلحوا وبينوا فأولئك أتوب عليهم وأنا التواب الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين. خالدين فيها لا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينظرون. وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد.